And then when the time came, it would be just the end of May, we were moved down to the river, Bewley, where we went aboard a large motorised cutter manned by two wrens, and set off to join our headquarters ship, HMS Lawford, a captain-class frigate, which was then lying in Cowes Roads, with a lot of other shipping and landing craft of all kinds. We left on about 9 o'clock on the evening of May the 5th, go to across the channel to Juno Beach, where to land the Canadians, as she was a command ship for the assault group number one on Juno Beach. We knew it was going to happen sometime. We didn't know where, we didn't know when. We didn't know what part of France we'd be going over to, or anywhere really. And the only time it was really officially, we were officially told, was once we got underway from Cowes Roads on the eve of D-Day, when the group signals officer unfurled this chart in the wireless office rather, and explained where the landings would take place, and that we would be landing the Canadians at Juno Beach, and the times and everything.